People fleeing violence in Central America have a new safe haven that could spare them that dangerous journey to the United States. One of the most peaceful and politically stable nations in the region, Costa Rica, is becoming an alternative for asylum seekers. Their numbers have been skyrocketing in the last year, and that could continue. And now a program beginning next month will allow refugees from El Salvador, Honduras, and Guatemala who've applied to come to the United States to wait out their applications in Costa Rica. Here's NPR's Kerry Khan.
Vladimir Magana says he avoided the gangs that ruled his neighborhood outside El Salvador's capital for years. He worked as a manager of a hardware store and studied to be a bond trader. Then earlier this year, a local gang leader was released from prison. He had served time in connection with the murder of Magana's cousin. Once back in the neighborhood, he turned his sights on Magana. In the end, Magana says it was a bad haircut that sealed his fate. The barber cut it too short. Military style.
Y allá en el país a los militares y a los policías se dan cuenta, les vuelan la cabeza.
In my country, if the gangs think you're in the military or a policeman, you're the enemy, he says. He jumped on his bike and tried to get home unnoticed, but the gang leader with three others in a car saw him and closed in.
Y se bajan los cuatro bien bravos. Y me dejó caer un puñetazo y me dijo, ¿qué?
The four jumped out of the car fuming. He remembers the punches, kicks to the head and stomach. Get out of here, they said, and don't come back. He stayed with a relative outside the neighborhood, but the gang leader found him. Magana fled. An aunt in the U.S. told him not to come north. The trip was too dangerous. She sent money and urged him to go to Costa Rica. He's been in the capital, San Jose, for 2 months now. He found a room to rent and applied for asylum. And so have hundreds of other Salvadorans. In the first 5 months of this year, more than 800 officially sought asylum. That's more than the number who filed claims in all of last year.
El volumen es lo que hace la gran diferencia y lo que pone...
Vice Minister of the Interior Department, Carmen Munoz Quesada, says Costa Rica has always seen a trickle of Central Americans coming south. But not like this.
Que no estábamos preparadas para una migración de esta naturaleza.
And she says we weren't prepared. On top of the asylum seekers, thousands of migrants, many from the Caribbean and as far away as Africa, are also in the country. From launching points in South America, they've been traveling north trying to reach the U.S. But ever since late last year when Nicaragua tightened its border controls, the migrants have been backing up in makeshift camps and shelters in Costa Rica. The United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees representative, Carlos Maldonado, says this is too much for Costa Rica to handle alone.
There is no country that can give a solution to this situation. It has to be a regional solution.
Costa Rica's President Luis Guillermo Solís is in Washington, D.C. today to meet with Vice President Biden. Next month, the U.S. will launch a new program that lets Central Americans apply for asylum from their home countries. They'll be transported to Costa Rica and housed for up to 6 months while the U.S. assesses their claims. Unfortunately, Salvadorans already in Costa Rica, like Vladimir Magana, won't qualify. He's hoping his Costa Rica asylum application is approved soon and he'll get a work permit.
También devolverles todo multiplicado por seis, por siete.
And start making money, he says, to pay back his family. Without their support, he says, he would most likely be dead by now. Kerry Khan, NPR News, San Jose, Costa Rica.